Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday, September the 23rd, 2025. 13 minutes past the hour. First Tuesday in the season of autumn. Now, it looks like autumn out there this morning, but it doesn't really feel like autumn. I don't know exactly what the temperature is. I don't see it here in the studio. But it doesn't feel quite like autumn yet. There's not really a chill in the air, but it certainly does look like autumn. It rained last night. We're all very happy about that. It rained, and it rained substantially yesterday. So hopefully that'll help the people at Aqua. Do want to remind everybody, the Thursday, September 25th program edition of Now with Scott Spears is sponsored by the Industrial Channel and will feature Frank Gibson of Manufacturing Career Connections. It will be a full 2 hours, and you are invited to call in the second hour with questions for Frank about workforce development and business development. That's this Thursday, September the 25th. Frank Gibson will be the guest, sponsored by the Industrial Channel, and we thank them for that, and we will be taking phone calls in the second hour. All right. Well, I know you want to know what happened with City Council last night, because where we left off yesterday, Tommy Reese called in, Third Ward City Councilman Jason Schauber called in, and essentially we're getting a phone call right off the bat here this morning before anything else. Okay, caller, just hang with me for a minute. I just want to recap for people who might not have been listening yesterday. What we learned yesterday was that City Council was going to take a no-confidence vote in Marion City Treasurer Tommy Reese. Tommy called in yesterday. We thank him for doing that. And he felt it was because he would not sign a piece of paper that the city wanted him to sign to disperse the $600,000+ for work in regard to the new fire station. Third Ward City Councilman Jason Schauber called in yesterday, said some things, gave his opinions on that. Well, we got to last night, and essentially, I'm going to give you just the facts of it, and then maybe people who watched it on Facebook or heard it yesterday or whatever can give their opinions of what happened. But essentially, the person who can sign the paper was changed. Tommy said he was not comfortable signing the paper. He didn't know if the money was going to be there. Now, not that the city is out of money. That's not what he was saying. He was saying that in his job, he doesn't know how much are in these line items. So he doesn't know if there was enough money in that line item, so he did not feel comfortable signing that paper. And he'd even called the lawyer who prepared it, and apparently the lawyer agreed with him. So it was switched to the auditor last night. Now the auditor will have to sign that paper. I don't know if she's comfortable with it or not. She wasn't there last night, so we really don't know. So that was that. And then came the no-confidence vote in the treasurer, which did not pass. The vote was not even taken. I think it was sent back to committee with a pretty substantial vote, because it sounded as if the questions that were being asked were that Tommy did not refuse to look at this paperwork or think about signing this paper, which is why the no confidence vote was there. So that vote did not pass. That's where we are. Now we'll go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, give me a reason to love your city.
Well, it was an that meeting, I'll tell you, people were not bored at that meeting, but on the flip side, I don't know that I've ever seen a meeting where more people in the audience were uncomfortable and kind of embarrassed. So, you know, you take it both ways, I guess.
Well, I tried. I went to the City of Marion's website, and I clicked on a link that should have led me to city council meetings live. That page could not be found. It doesn't exist. I tried on Facebook. I couldn't find it. I tried on YouTube. I couldn't find it. Were they streaming?
Well, it's my understanding they were. I'm not. I didn't check because obviously I was there. But I honestly don't know.
Well, I tried to get to you, and I didn't know which phone. If the home phone number, if that's a cell, I was going to try to text to you. I think I may have. I texted to the mayor and never got a response, and even to this moment, still don't have a response. So I was really curious to see what the atmosphere and, you know, what all was going on. So
unpleasant.
It was a pretty intense. Pardon?
I say unpleasant was the atmosphere.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So, the audience was not happy with council taking this action against Tommy Reese?
It did not seem that way, no. And clearly, a majority of council was not, because it got very complicated last night, because it had to do with two ordinances. And it did not seem that council had a problem switching the person who has to sign off on this money for the fire station, that's where it started. And apparently that's what was driving the no confidence vote in the treasurer. So it started with the ordinance before the no confidence vote. And essentially, that's where it started to get ugly. But council did not have a problem switching the person who was going to sign off on this from the treasurer to the auditor. They voted to do that. I can't remember exactly what the number was, but I think it was 6-3. So they were able to do that. That was not a huge deal. And they even struck language out of there. There was actually language in that ordinance that said, we're doing this because of Tommy Reese's refusal to sign the paperwork. And Jason...
That's pretty strong. His reluctance should have been more appropriate.
Well, Jason, after Tommy got up and explained why he didn't want to do it, Jason said, well, we can't say that he refused. And Bill Dichtel, the newest council member, also said, it sounds as if he talked to a lawyer, he talked to the law director. It doesn't sound like he just flat out refused to do it. It's that he did some research here and he didn't want to do it. So, That actually that language got struck out. Council voted, and there were people on council who you might not suspect would vote to strike that language out. Thaddeus Smith voted to strike that language out. Ralph Smith voted to strike that language out. I believe Bill Dichtel voted to strike that language out. So the language even got struck out of that ordinance before it was passed that said that Tommy Reese refused to do it. So
you mentioned that was being sent back to committee?
No, that's not the one that went back to committee. That passed once they amended it. So now the auditor will have to sign off on that paperwork. The one that got sent back to committee was the no confidence vote in the auditor, or treasurer, excuse me, because when that came up, again, that had the language in it that he was refusing to do that, which obviously a majority of council did not feel he was refusing to do. So they said, if this is based on this one incident, then this is not right. Let's send this back to our committee. And honestly, I don't know if it'll survive in committee, because it seemed as if the majority of council last night didn't. That's the first no confidence vote that has come to city council that I have not seen pass in quite some time.
Scott,
yeah.
The interesting thing, though, right? This ordinance, the vote no confidence, just magically appeared, right? So it didn't come out of committee, and yet they're sending it back to committee.
Well, right, because it was brought up by, I believe, three council members. They asked that it be added to the agenda, and that's how we got to that. And by that point, things had deteriorated into a bad place. I mean, by that point...
It seems as though that ordinances, shouldn't they come out of committee before coming before council?
Well, they don't have to. There is a rule that you can waive... You can do that. If you want to just get it to council, but council has to vote to waive that rule. So I think that did happen.
Didn't they then get the cart before the horse? A proposition was not waived by city council to allow that.
No, I think they did do that. If I remember right, in that whole kerfluffle, I believe at one point they did waive that.
And it should have come as no surprise that ordinance was on the agenda.
No, they waived it last night. They could not have gone
last
any...
Last night?
Yeah.
So after the fact.
Well, you can add... Something can be added to the agenda without going through committee, but it can't be discussed or voted on until council waives the rules to add it without going through committee.
But it seems like the timing isn't right. If they voted for such thing that was already on the agenda to allow what's already on the agenda...
Well, they could have said no, and then they couldn't have talked about it or done anything with it.
Well, I think it just goes to prove taxpayers, voters, demand qualified individuals that know what the hell they're doing. Otherwise, I mean, look at the time that's been wasted on this when we could be moving further down the road, you know?
Well, I think
we're stuck in the mud.
Well, I think the question last night basically got to, this man has 3 months left on his term. He's not running for re-election. Why is this being done? Is this being done to assassinate his character in public? Because a vote of no confidence doesn't do anything. It doesn't remove him from office. It doesn't start a process to remove him from office. It doesn't do anything. They did a vote of no confidence in Miranda, I think, over 2 years ago that passed, and nothing ever happened. So it's more of a symbolic thing.
Well, it sounds like it's retaliation. Say, okay, you want to be that way? We're going to be this way. And kind of... branding him, you know, it's typical Marion, and that's, again, taxpayers. You taxpayers deserve better.
Well, the problem
better.
The problem is, well, see, the taxpayers are voting though, and that's a big question. If you don't
not
want these.
Unfortunately, not all taxpayers are voting.
Right, but that's your shot. You can. All taxpayers can vote if they would like. And
well,
that's
could.
And that's what we got. So, you know, let me tell you. Last night deteriorated to such a point that Tommy Reese's wife got up and spoke to vouch for him. I've never seen anything like that in recent times. It got to a point where a child was in the room, and the person who was watching that child actually asked the child to leave the room, saying this is not what democracy is supposed to look like. It got to a point to where, at one point, Twyla Lang, the 4th Ward City Councilwoman, who's the head of the finance chair, gave a very loud, stern lecture to Tommy Reese in front of the whole council for about an uninterrupted 2 minutes until Mary gaveled her. I mean, it was an ugly night.
Jeez. Well, I'll say one thing and let somebody else chime in. Hopefully I can watch the replay of it somewhere. But, you know, people say I don't vote because my vote doesn't count. Well, it does. Well, it's a protest by me not voting. No, it isn't. If you want to protest, well, first and foremost, vote. There are too many people in national cemeteries, too many people walking around today that are maimed, that have fought for your right to vote. If you want to protest, vote. Get up, go get a ballot. Don't choose anything on the ballot. Submit a blank ballot. That's your protest. But honor those who have given their lives for you to have that freedom. Exercise it. I'll get off my soapbox.
Okay, thank you. Thanks. All right, well, one of our listeners out here this morning, Phil says they want to switch to the auditor who was voted no confidence. Well, that's essentially what's going on. And I think Phil was there last night. So, Phil, if you want to call in and tell us what you thought of the whole thing, you know, basically I'm telling you what happened through my eyes last night, what I saw. But phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Okay, I have actually got some audio clips here. They're very quick audio clips. They're really not, I wouldn't call these interviews. But I spoke with Tommy Reese after the meeting. So here's the interview after the meeting last night with Marion City Treasurer Tommy Reese.
This is Scott Spears with Marion City Treasurer Tommy Reese. After tonight's City Council meeting, the vote of no confidence in the Treasurer did not pass. I don't even believe a vote was ever taken. Tommy, I just wanted to get your thoughts on the meeting as a whole.
Well, at least I got to say some things, and they found out that I didn't deny not signing something. I did call that law firm and everything, and they told me. They the ones told me the auditor normally signs that. And I'm glad that Lori was in there to game the ORC code and everything. So I want to do my job. Hey, if something's right, I want to do it. And what the finance committee was talking about, the finance chair, when they came to my office, they didn't come to find out what I did. They came up there, and that's why they didn't say nothing. They came out like Ralph Smith. And Twyla, when they came to my office, she didn't come up to find out what I do. They came up there and tell me what I'm supposed to do. Give me orders. They're not my boss. Tell me what I'm supposed to be doing. Crazy.
Well, and that's what I wanted to ask you. Twyla Lang, the head of the finance committee, spoke to you at quite a while, very loudly, still kind of loudly in the building here tonight. Yeah, how did you feel about that? You were quiet through the whole thing.
Yeah, so I'm going to let her finish.
What do you feel about that?
She's angry about something. I don't know. She wants to have things her way. I believe that's what it is. They want me to bow to her way. I am part-time. I don't have no time schedule. If I'm a full-time person, I probably have a time. But I'm part-time. I just come in when I want to. All I do is reconcile the books and keep track of the investments and things. So I don't know why she wants to say what my time. She knows my phone number. She calls me before.
For her to speak to you like that in a meeting for that amount of time, and you were completely quiet and cordial the whole time, how do you feel after being spoken to like that?
I wonder how the public feels. That's what it bothers me. What are they thinking? I didn't feel, you know, I'm going to be the same person regardless. I'm going to still love and treat people with respect. I was just feeling for the public, what they're thinking when a councilman is talking to an elected official that way.
Do you think that's embarrassing?
I think so, because I'm standing there waiting for her to finish, and she never did finish. So, yeah, the way it is, kind of embarrassing. The way the city, when you got people in office talking that way to another official.
Marion City Treasurer Tommy Reese, and you'll continue on keeping on.
I plan on being here till December 31st. It's my last day.
Thank you, Tommy.
Thank you.
All right, Marion City Treasurer Tommy Reese, and I think there's a lot in that segment if you pay attention. We also spoke with Third Ward City Councilman Jason Schauber. This is about 2 minutes, and then we'll come back and discuss. Jason Schauber.
Scott Spears here with Third Ward City Councilman Jason Schauber. Very interesting meeting tonight. The vote of no confidence in Mr. Reese, the city treasurer, was the topic of discussion, I think, for most people. The vote didn't even happen. It kind of went by the wayside. Jason, what did you make of that?
It's another council meeting that nothing was accomplished. Just a bunch of bitching and badgering individuals and assassinating characters.
Well, and I think that's a big question tonight. The finance chair, Twyla Lang, spoke to Mr. Reese in a way that I think made the room uncomfortable. I think I'm safe in saying that. For a good period of time, Mr. Reese did not respond to that. While that was going on, how did you feel?
I thought, and I was waiting and waiting and waiting for a gavel to come because it was directed towards Tommy Reese for the sole purpose of assassinating his character, and the gavel never came.
So do you believe that between Tommy and Twyla at this point that this is strictly personal, at least on Twyla's behalf?
It's absolutely personal. It's always been personal with some here in City Hall. If you don't go along with them in lockstep, they will do whatever they can to walk you out the front door.
So where do we go from here? If you're listening to this right now and you're in the city and you want things to get better, how's that going to happen?
You have to elect better people. Unfortunately, we didn't have very good choices. Some were unopposed. Some of the worst council members, in my opinion, were unopposed. And sorry, Marion, you're getting what you voted for.
For 2 years.
For the next 2 years, yep. And you got it, and you got it for this cycle.
And we'll see what happens as we go on down the road.
Third Ward City Councilman Jason Schauber. Well, there you go. There were the comments after the meeting. I don't know what to say about all that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, there are people, and I hope I'm not saying the wrong names here. I'm trying to do this from memory this morning. There were people who did not vote, did not take the vote of no confidence in Tommy Reese. So, you know, these are important things to say. And these were people who witnessed this firsthand. Go ahead, Colin.
Sean, how'd you sleep last night?
I slept pretty good. You know, when the rain's just coming down, that's a nice way to sleep.
It was a nice rain by the time I made it home last night. Terry and I stood and talked for a few more minutes. But goodness, you gave a pretty good synopsis, I guess, of what happened there. But for the people that weren't there, I would suggest you watch the last half hour, would you say?
Probably, at least.
The last half hour of the meeting and watch you should need to go back and watch the part where Sean Barr actually encroaches on Jason Schauber's, his personal space and is waving papers in his face and telling him, you want to talk about people that aren't prepared, it's on page two, why don't you show up? That's middle school bully stuff. Twice last night, I know people think, oh, I just randomly yell stuff out in council meetings. I do, because at times the stupidity is overwhelming. However, last night, as a citizen, twice I had to speak up and ask the council president why she was allowing other elected officials to bully and yell at other elected officials. If they want us, we in the audience, we get gaveled if we're back there whispering at the shit show. They can actually sit up there, and I put on Facebook, they can basically have a cage match, and then we're expected to respect those little pieces, that rule, those rules they print off on that agenda. Why don't they start with their respecting their own rules first, and then maybe we'll show them an ounce of respect that they think they deserve. The way Twyla talked to Tommy Reese last night, I'm sorry, you know, I will be the first to tell somebody to go to hell, but you will not just stand and continue to embarrass somebody in front of a room full of people and me not do something about it.
Well, I think there are some points here. I think, well, here's, let's start with the big points. I can't say if Sean Barr heard this show yesterday, but I think...
It seemed like it.
Well, that's what I mean, it looks that way, where Mr. Schauber made some comments about him that were pretty strong.
He
called him a liar. And I think... Liar. And said there should be a vote of no confidence taken in him. And I think that moment, and it was just one moment, I think that moment between Barr and Schauber was probably more the hurt feelings from that.
It went on for more than a moment, because from seven rows back, six rows back, I said, this shouldn't be still going on, because it went on long enough that it made the audience uncomfortable. It made me uncomfortable. You got Barr up there waving papers in Schauber's face, telling him, you want to talk about people not being prepared, it's on page two. Okay, you know, you could have said, hey, on page two.
Right, but I think that's about all that happened with Barr.
It's not appropriate. If I went up there and spoke to one of them like that, would I get in trouble?
Well, no, I'm not saying it's appropriate, but I do think, to be fair here this morning...
Twyla's was the worst.
I just think, to be fair, that Schauber said his piece yesterday, Schauber said it on this program, and I think Barr's moment of retaliation was probably hurt feelings from
that. So his moment of retaliation was in the middle of what was supposed to be trying to do official public business, instead of just coming on your show and giving his two cents.
Well, I don't...
He took this life in public. That's middle school. That's high school bully stuff is what he did. I'll go ahead and say it. That's the way Sean's always been, and it looks like the old Sean's coming back.
Well, I think last night what happened... Here's the thing. There were a lot of people on that count, and as people always talk about, there's this Republican, you know, pregame. No, there wasn't last night. And clearly Bill Dichtel was not a part of that. Ralph Smith was not a part of that. Thad Smith was not a part of that.
Ralph Smith wanted to try to keep the language about him. We'll get to that. But he wanted to try to keep some of the language. And then maybe he realized once everybody in the room started screaming at each other, he didn't want to die on that hill.
Well, I guess the point is that the Twyla Lange thing is what was disturbing to a lot of people. I mean, that's
a
the
lot
moment.
Of people.
Well, but that's.
Are you horribly uncomfortable?
Well, I think the audience certainly was, and I think that's the point where, you know, we had a child in the audience, you know, not a baby.
Yeah.
But
yeah, well, that's a point, yes, a good point. Please make it.
Well,
yes.
Like
a fifth grader.
Yeah, that the person watching that child actually told them to leave the room during that, because this is not what you're supposed to be seeing at a city council meeting.
He said people are being ugly, and they're talking disrespectfully to each other, and this is not how this is supposed to work, and I do not want you to see this. And she sent him out of the room. She sent a child out of a city government meeting because it was not how children are supposed to behave.
Well, here's the thing. People have spoken rough in city council meetings. That certainly is not the first time that has happened. So to act as if it was, that's just not true. But I think what was different about last night's is when Twyla was... What?
It didn't end.
Well, I think the problem was when Twyla was speaking to Tommy wasn't... It was not an argument, because Tommy didn't say a thing.
At him. Yes, exactly.
And I...
Speaking to him.
And I also think the other thing is that for some reason, there was nobody else on that council who was raising their voice or taking that tone or saying basically you're a liar, which is what was being said, because you know
you did call him a liar.
Right. And I don't think that anybody else was taking it that personally, even the people who probably do not agree with Tommy Rees. And I think that's what probably caused that, and the fact that it went on for nearly 2 minutes and Mary did not gavel. Now, and eventually she did. But
yeah, because I said something. You should not be allowing her to talk to him like that. And she finally did say, oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Well, but I, listen.
Member of the audience being, I was so uncomfortable, and I kept thinking, okay, she's going to stop. It'll stop. She's not stopping. Oh, my God. She's still
going.
Why is this happening?
But the thing of that is that, yes, it is Mary's place to gavel people, but, you know, none of the other city council people said anything, and I kept...
They don't ever. They've let
no,
me
but I mean...
Thad has said something before, but they've let me be screamed at and talked to, and they've screamed at and talked to me and whatever else. Jason Schauber did say something when I was told to shut up. They don't say anything.
Right, but I guess what I'm saying is...
Let it go by.
Well, again, I'm not saying it's okay to yell at a citizen, and I'm not, but I'm saying if you're sitting up there and you're a council person, and one council person is for 2 minutes yelling at another elected official who has to be there. The elected officials have to be there, and you want to get really good information from them, and you're asking them a question, which essentially is what last night was all about. When you are speaking that harshly to somebody for that amount of time, I would expect that another elected official would say, what is this accomplishing? Why is this being allowed to go on? You should not be speaking.
I would expect the person that we pay to preside over those meetings to bang the gavel. But she kind of seems like she's in her own world these days. Unless she was in her... I looked up at her when this was going on while Twyla was on her diatribe. And Mary had her hand on her head on her hand, just kind of like looking down, watching, like she's watching a TV show. Like, no, ma'am. You know, if you're going to gavel with a guy behind me for sneezing or flashing him a dirty look, which she did last night, flashed him a dirty look when he sneezed, you need to maybe get the free-for-all under here, up here under control. What, isn't that what she collects her paycheck for, to keep the melee at bay?
Well, to be honest with you, there were people talking through the entire meeting in the audience, and I didn't quite understand that.
That did have something to do with us having a younger guest last night.
Well, I mean, there were other people who I don't think that had to do with. And there was just a lot of talk going on in the audience, and I'm not sure why that was.
No, I agree with that, because it wasn't me. I tried to sit back there and be quiet. There were a couple times that I whispered. There's a couple times that I had to yell. Can we call the cage match? Can we ring the bell here? But I try to sit back there and be as quiet as I can, because I've been flashed dirty looks for coughing before.
Well, I'm just trying to analyze exactly what happened last night, because clearly the majority of council did not want to take a no vote in time.
Twyla didn't get her way. That's what happened. And boy, was she mad. She was walking out of there. She was MFing everybody, calling people names, and the old quiet old church lady, church secretary, motherfucker, and everybody. Sorry to say it that early in the morning. But boy, she sure was mad. I mean, she stomped. She has the emotional IQ of, I'm not sure, because I have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old in my family, and they don't throw tantrums like that.
Well, let me say this. She is the chair of the finance committee. So if there is frustration in the city's finances, that's understandable. But I don't understand.
Scott, she knows more than the IRS. She told us that last year. So there should be no problems with the city's finances.
No, giving her the benefit of the doubt here in saying that she is the head of the finance chair, and I think she does try to put a lot of work into that.
No, she doesn't, but she goes over the same stuff for week after week after week after week. If she tried to put a lot of work into it, wouldn't something be accomplished by now?
Well, I guess...
We'd still be talking about bond issues from 2 years ago. Would we know if there was the $600,000 that we need? If she was a good finance chair, she'd be on top of all that. Because you know what? Jason Schauber's not the finance chair, and he knows a lot more of that information than she does.
Well, here's what I learned last night. Here's basically what it is boiled down to. And I've said this many, many, many times before. This is absolutely personal between a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say that it's one person, because I don't think it is, because we've seen these outbursts before. And when these things become personal between elected officials, nothing gets solved, nothing gets done, and it looks like a clown car. And I don't understand why, you know, nobody there has a problem with that. You know,
I don't know why no one stops her, because she seems to be the common denominator in a lot of these problems. Tarina Rose, it came down to Tarina Rose leaving because Twyla. You know, we've got these knockdown, drag out, screaming matches, pointing whatever with the auditor and the treasurer because of Twyla. I mean, in all seriousness, if she made an appointment with me, wanted to come to my office, I wouldn't show up either. I wouldn't make the appointment with her, because anyone that talks to and treats people like that, I wouldn't want to be around.
Well, to be fair, and I believe this happened, but I'm working off memory here of you know, 5 years ago. I do believe that at one point Ayers got into a bit of a nasty moment with Robert Landon, who was the auditor at the time.
He should just stop showing up to meetings then.
Well, right, but I do believe there was a moment, and I believe that, you know, that was not a pleasant moment. So I think that this is not the first time that this has happened.
Oh, no, this is, but no.
But I think the problem...
Twice in one night, though? I mean, because I know you said that Bars was probably mad from what he heard earlier. Okay, that goes back to emotional intelligence. Don't bring in what happens earlier in the day to bring in when you're... Because at that point in time, you're responsible to the people, and you're representing us, not yourselves.
Right, but I think what people should be more concerned about is that nothing ever really gets done.
No, that's why you talk about the frustration there. Yeah, the frustration is, Twyla's been the finance chair for 2 years now almost, and what has she accomplished?
Well, but I here's the thing.
She's going to go in there and fix everything and do everything and this and that and her, and she needs access to this, and you need to tell her how to do your job. She's going to come up to your office, and she's this and that and the other. And other than flex and show up at people's office and with some gotcha questions, what has she accomplished? The same thing Mike Neff accomplished.
Well, but I guess the point is, we used to have a little bit of...
decorum.
Well, yeah, but I can't, you know, there have been those moments in the past as well. But I think some people now, nobody likes to be wrong. I don't know what is wrong with society, that nobody likes to be wrong. You know, words I've never heard at city council in recent times, I was wrong. You know, you don't hear that. You don't hear that.
But I think you're going to get to, are you getting to the story where Twyla denied that she said something that she had said 3 minutes before, and it took the entire audience being like, yes, she did say that.
Well, yeah, she did. She did. She did read a speech last night, and then it was pointed out that she said something. It wasn't really hugely important. I didn't feel what she had said, but apparently she did misspeak.
She was taking credit for something,
right?
But she did not do.
But in any event,
the record got set straight.
I guess I just wonder how we got to last night, because you know this no confidence vote was added to the agenda. Apparently people didn't have a problem making the auditor the person who's going to sign these papers, because that got voted through. So I don't understand how we even got to that no confidence vote. Did anybody call anybody and say anything? I mean, I don't quite understand why that was even a thing. But didn't it get sent back to committee? Because it never got a vote. Wasn't it sent to legislation?
Oh, the legislation code, yeah.
Yeah. So what
Bill
are the
Richtel, who actually seems to know what he's doing, he didn't seem, he was like, oh, gee, thanks, because then he asked Russell, what happens if it doesn't get, what happens if it passes or doesn't pass? And it's nothing. That piece of paper was simply to humiliate that man.
Yeah, but
what
I mean,
what they've done here now is they've taken public opinion. I don't think that Tommy Reese has done a good job as the treasurer. I'm glad he's not going to be the treasurer anymore. I believe he's a very nice man. Those things, you know, nice man and good treasurer, those can be two separate things. What they've done now is they've taken the ire of how screwed up our books are, and they've tried to turn it personal, and we're all like, we're not going to let you yell at some older gentleman who's a pastor in the middle of a city council meeting and then take your side.
But here's my question, okay, if their point is to prove that Tommy Reese is not fit for that job or they don't have any confidence in him, what points were made last night to that effect?
Well, you know, they read off that slanderous page 2, you didn't see Sean Barr waving it at Schauber, page 2. And that was another thing I was going to say. They sent it back, but I was getting ready to say, y'all are getting ready to codify or whatever you want to call it, what might be a bunch of slander and libel, and you're going to slap your name to it. Because they were going to, I mean, it was just like, whereas he refuses to do his job, and based on this, and he won't do that, and it's like, you guys better make sure you the person next to me or behind me or somewhere, I don't know, whispered, they better have that documented. Because, I mean, you're just out there throwing all these allegations around about this man publicly, you know, and you better make sure you can, yeah, because now you're turning it into a city ordinance or whatever you're doing, and that really might come back to bite us
in the
behind.
What were the points that were made that Tommy did not know how to do his job?
That was it.
Right.
That he wouldn't sign that paper, that he refused to do their bidding, was point one. And point two was just random, vague generalizations of in the past.
I don't know.
Somebody had written him down and said on August, whatever, 2024, this was needed to be done and it was not done. You know what I mean? That sort of stuff. You can't just, okay, well, I guess in Ohio you can. But when you're going to bring, and they accuse each other of crimes all the time, they don't realize, well, that's dereliction of duty, or that's malfeasance, those are all crimes. You're sitting up there accusing someone of felony crimes, and that in and of itself could get the city sued if Mr. Reese had an attorney.
Well, I'll be interested to see, as these things head back to committee, what that conversation will be like, because now you've got a no-confidence vote that's going to go back to legislation and codes, which I don't even believe wanted this no-confidence vote.
No.
So now what are they going to do with it?
I don't believe it comes back out of the budget. That's my opinion.
Well, they're running out of time. I mean, they're not going to meet next week.
What's the point at this point? You're talking 2 weeks from... Talking 3 weeks from last night. We're halfway through October.
Well, yeah, we're going to be certainly close to the middle of October, and this man leaves on December 31st.
Yeah, you're going to send him out with a bad reference. Is that what it is?
Well, I don't know. The man is in his early 70s. What job's he going to be looking for?
That's what I mean. I mean, as a bad reference, as in city, you know, thanks for nothing, pal. Here's your no-confidence vote, pack up the lunchroom and leave. I don't know. It's shameful. We should all be very embarrassed. And the fact that the members of the public have to say, stop letting this kind of fighting going on in front of me. I mean, imagine what people at home are thinking. My husband was like, I can't believe that woman acts that way. I think she's like 75 or 76 years old, too. Let's just say the temperature or the consensus, the short poll I took afterwards was not favorable for Twyla. And we've all got another 2 years of that to deal with. Like Shaver said, we got what we voted for.
And here we go. Thank you.
Talk to you later, Scott.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, it was an eventful night, to say the least. You know, I can understand people's frustration. When they're trying to do something and trying to get things done, frustration does come out. That's certainly understandable. But I think it manifests itself in those meetings in a bad way. And I think, you know, the way people talk to each other and the way it is allowed to go on is very peculiar. And I'm not sure why that happens. And maybe it'll change and maybe it won't. I don't know. But we were completely off the topic last night of should there be a no-confidence vote in Marion City Treasurer Tommy Reese. Somehow that got left back at the farm because I'm not sure that that was ever fully elucidated in the meeting why we were doing this. I think at one point it was because he wouldn't sign the paper, but then it got to a larger conversation that did not go very well. Well, we've got a few minutes left in this hour. 740-383-9944. If there's anything you'd like to say, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Well, that's how that all went down last night. Let's see. You know, don't you wish that things could just get done? And maybe people could talk to each other. I don't know if this is a personality thing. or what it is going on down there. I don't know if there are just personality clashes. I don't know if there are just... I'm not really sure what it is. Because it's certainly within your right to not like how somebody is doing their job. But what I don't understand is why it gets so brutally personal. And that personal frustration comes out in the meetings. Now, you know, passion for your job is good, but I'm not even sure if we would talk to people on the street in this manner, let alone other elected officials. You know, I don't know. Very different times that we live in. Coming up on 58 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I wonder where it all goes from here. You know, the no confidence vote in the treasurer ends up back with the legislation committee. I don't know what they're going to do with that. We'll see, I guess, where that goes. The auditor's going to sign off on the paperwork, I guess. You know, I wonder if anybody has asked Miranda if she's going to sign the paperwork. Because she wasn't there last night. So I don't know if she's going to sign the paperwork or not. I don't think we have seen or know that at this particular point. So maybe that'll be something that will be of conversation as time goes along. Well, we've got a whole nother hour here this morning. We'll continue the conversation. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. It's certainly a conversation worth having, certainly for anybody in the city. All right, go ahead, caller.
Got to get this in fast. We totally glazed over the fact that Tommy Reese said the reason why he didn't sign the contract was, number one, he didn't fully understand it. Number two, he wasn't sure the money was there.
He did say that. Thank you. Yeah, and that was a big question. He wasn't sure the money was there, and he didn't fully understand it. Now, last night, Auditor Martin Watts did say that the money is there. We've got to say that. He did say that. He was there in representation of the auditor's office because Miranda was not there. So, there you go. There's where we are, and we'll come back. And if you want to chat about it more, we can do that. We're going to come back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.